Hi, this is Joseph Fink. No, just kidding. This is Isabella. This is a podfic based on the Welcome to Night Vale podcast, which can be found at welcometonightvale.com. The Devil Made Me Do It, written by Initial A, read by the Lean and She. Summary: Cecil can't talk. Carlos has to do the show. Thank you. Good evening, Night Vale. No, Cecil, I'm not reading one of your flowery openings. If you wanted to do your show tonight, you should have avoided the sunscreen like I warned you. We begin with the news. As I'm certain you all are aware, the town has been stricken mute due to a chemical mutation in the sunscreen that was handed out by the Night Vale General Hospital last week in an effort to increase skincare awareness. I can assure you that my team and I are doing all we can to fix this. The only reason I'm not currently working on a solution is because watching a centrifuge spin can get really boring. And as Cecil has also been rendered mute, he dragged me to the station to do his show for him. Oh, apparently I wasn't supposed to tell you that. He wanted me to appear very heroic, taking it upon myself to announce to the entire city that your fate rests in my hands. And I want to assure you all that I feel the weight of this responsibility. Cecil, that's ridiculous. When don't I feel responsible? And I'm not one for heroics, you know that. On the bright side, we in the Night Vale scientific community have taken advantage of this opportunity to study the effects of noise pollution on local flora and fauna. Amazingly enough, the local flora actually are growing at a much higher rate without people talking nearby. This is usually the opposite. Not that talking to your plants assists in the growing process. It's actually due to the carbon dioxide you release from your lungs. But I guess most of you would know that. It is basic biology. This opens up a whole new world of questions about what kinds of plants grow here in Night Vale, and I might have to send for a botanist specializing in desert plants if we feel we are unable to answer them well. Listeners, I can't make out what Cecil's interpretive dancing about, but maybe I should move on. An update on the old oak door in the middle of the scrublands. John Peters is reporting that all the locks on the door have vanished. He says he would normally suspect local teenagers, but there are no markings on the door to signify that the locks were ever in place. Very strange. I'll have to send one of my team out there to test the site. Perhaps he made a quantum leap of sorts, and the door Mr. Peters is seeing is actually the door from the past. Cecil, I'm not saying, you know, the farmer, every time after Mr. Peters' name. It's redundant and stopped being funny a while ago. Oh, here's some good news. Joel Eisenberg is reported to have made a full recovery from his bout of throat spiders. Wonderful news, I can't wait to hear about his theories on last year's pteranodon attack. And I must say a hearty congratulations and thank you to the Night Vale medical community for their tireless efforts in restoring Dr. Eisenberg's larynx to working order. Today's traffic report is nothing out of the ordinary. I can't believe I'm saying that about a giant flaming hoop and a driving ramp being set up on Old Musk Road. Congratulations! You've won a new car. Or at least that's what we would say if contests were allowed on days that end in Y. Anyway, now that we've got your attention, come on down to the car lot for your new ride. Only this one, you have to pay for. In other news, Chero's Little Princess's Dance Studio is having their annual recital next Thursday evening. The Little Tykes will be performing Giselle, and I wish them all the best. Parents are reminded that flash photography is prohibited by law, and video recording is permitted only on Sony NX cams, thanks to the recent contract that allowed the corporation to monopolize the camera market in Night Vale. Cecil, I'm not reading that editorial. Honestly, folks, I'd give you the sports report if I had any clue about sports. Football where I come from is much different than what you play. Also, I got shoved in my locker a lot during school by jocks, so I purposely ignored what they did. And if anyone is wondering why I don't just read off the page, the sports report isn't so much a report as those X's and O's moving around on the paper, replaying the game for me to interpret and report on. Oh, look, a bunch of the O's piled on top of an X. If anyone knows what that means, there you go. Sports. And now, the weather.
I need the saint of impossible causes, the saint of no return. I need the saint of scented candles that never really burn. I need the saint of laughter, I need the saint of tears. I need the saint detective who can find my stolen years. I need the saint of meeting, I need the saint of loss. The one who gave up wanting his heart to trash to toss. I need the saint of longing, I need the saint of will. I need the saint of killers, too afraid to kill. I need the saint of music, need the saint of love. Struggle towards perfection to obliterate the sun. I need the saint of drinking wine and ice cold beer. Is there any saint of thinking beyond the reach of fear? Saint of our desire, you're sitting here with me. He says you ain't no Buddha, there ain't no mystic tree. You can sit forever and never understand. Sets us free. I saw them run together. They look like you and me. For the saint of falling skies and the saint of heavy rain, the saint of bored encounters was making fun of all my pain. You are a tiny man, he said, with language coming low. A hitcher in the whirlwind, just like the saint of snow.
Well, everyone, I'm sorry that this show was so short. One of the interns, Dale, Steve, Bruce, why do none of you wear name tags? handed me a note that says I'm running 12 minutes short, but with no editorials, I can't exactly fill it in. No, Cecil, there is no editorial. And according to the second note, Cecil usually fills a good 5 minutes with waxing poetic about an aspect of the news he finds particularly interesting. Or about me. Stop looking at me like that. I'm not blushing, you're blushing, shut up. Listeners, you may or may not be surprised to learn that I don't always listen to this show. Sometimes I'm in the middle of a project and forget to turn on the radio. Or sometimes I just need some quiet after a long day of hectic screaming. Sometimes things just haven't gone well and I just can't. Oh no, don't look at me like that. This is nothing against you, Cecil. It's just that sometimes I just can't stand the idea of someone else talking at me anymore in one day. Not that you're talking at me. Sometimes it's more like it becomes part of me. Then sometimes the things you say don't sink in, because I'm not listening to you so much as I'm letting your voice become part of me. And sometimes, when I've had a bad day, I don't want you to be a part of that. Your show is always on when I'm still working and the bad day doesn't end until I leave. And then if or when I see you after, it stops being a bad day, you see? So, it's not that I don't want to always hear your show, it's that I just, want to keep the domestics and the work separate. You understand? Carlos, that is the sweetest thing you've ever said to me. I didn't need to write this editorial poem after all. Oh no. Cecil? You were never mute to begin with? Well, no. I do listen when you say things, you know. Cecil, jura por Dios. Listeners, you'll have to excuse us. Some of us like to have our arguments in a somewhat private environment. Good night, Night Vale. This is a fanfic written by Initial A. The podfic is read and produced by the Lian and She. Both the original version and the audio version of this fic can be found on archiveofourown.org. If you enjoyed this work, please leave feedback. That'd be cool of you. This episode's weather is Saint of Impossible Causes by Joseph Arthur. This is a fan work inspired by the Welcome to Night Vale podcast, a production of Commonplace Books. Visit them at commonplacebooks.com. Original music by Disparition. It can be found at disparition.info and disparition.bandcamp.com. Today's proverb. If at first you don't succeed, look around and find out who's trying to sabotage you with telepathic interference. It is someone you know.